What's up? Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. This is Coach Swesley 05 coming to you with the Abbott Group, named after one Jalen Abbott, a monster for the Duluth Bulldogs that has carried that team. And now that he's gone, but we'll get there. Coach Swesley coming at you. This podcast is sponsored by Smile Direct Club. My lisp is also sponsored by Smile Direct Club. I'm on a liner 6 out of like 13. So yeah, I'm hoping it plays well in the podcast. I was also supposed to be accompanied by Coach Minty of the Garland Rags, but he had a super important school project for his friend. I'm going to give him endless crap for this, leaving me by myself to record this. But, you know, we're going to roll with it, make it happen. Sorry for wasting 59 seconds of your time. Let's get to it. The Duluth Bulldogs, the number one seed of the Abbott Group, as I mentioned, graduated a class ranked 81-4. So this was a star, a class led by Jalen Abbott as a star. Dropped 20 a game, 10 rebounds, over 2 assists, only half a turnover, so he took care of the ball super well. Over 1.5 steals a game, over 3 blocks a game, 60% true shooting. He was an animal, a 3-time first-team all-leaguer, and the one time you missed, he was a second-team all-leaguer. This guy's an animal. Thank the Lord he's gone, all right? And I will say, Coach Porter has to be sad at the incoming freshman class, ranked 201, 194. From what I've seen on the boards, there's a lot of coaches laughing right now to see this happen to Coach Porter. Hey, Coach Porter, listen, I don't know you. I have no idea why people dislike you. But since they're laughing, I'm just kind of laughing with them, you know, like I just kind of want to be part of the group. So anyways, it looks like the Duluth Bulldogs are really going to lean on, Morrell, Norris, as well as, well, Gabriel Washington put up a lot of points last year and very efficient shooting, solid defense. And even Fasano, as a freshman point guard last season, took the team to the NTT, and honestly had themselves a nice run in the NTT as well, as far as the whole of the 6 games that they played. So, honestly, Duluth, even though, yeah, they still got a couple of guys that can do something, but going to be a huge downgrade on the squad this year. I'm looking. I don't see a lot of size that is encouraging as far as playmaking ability and such. Christopher Pickles, probably the best player coming in from this freshman class, and he's, below average. At least he's 6'8". So there you go, Duluth, Coach Porter. Good luck. Macon? I should know this. The Gorillas, Coach Golf Team. Coach Golf Team, I've seen him in multiple leagues. I feel like he always has competitive teams, so congrats, Coach. Looks like the 2 seed for the Abbott Group here lost the 27-14 class. That's a high-ranked class. Brought in a class ranked 63-81. So you're talking loses the production of Angel Thornton. Also loses big man Tyler Reed, who, now that I'm seeing that name, pretty sure I maxed that guy. That's a bummer. Wow, he's great. 13 points, 11 rebounds, almost 3 assists, almost 4 blocks a game. A great big man. Wow. Looks like freshman class coming in, headlined by Derek Williams, 6'8 center in high school that posted 13 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Not quite 2 blocks, but played pretty solid defense. Looks like Derek Williams will be, definitely getting some game time, I would assume. Looks like, as well, lost just bench big role player Austin Mitchell from that senior class. So looks like Macon is going to stay competitive. As far as guard play, Jordan Moreno was a solid player last year, and he's returning. Looks like Bishop Camburn at the shooting guard position was also a very efficient shooter, did did a great job with the basketball, distributing from that shooting guard position as well, played great defense. So it looks like Moreno and Camburn are going to be a solid backcourt duo. I think Macon's going to remain competitive. Last year in the NTT with a tough outing in general, a very competitive team, I would assume, is headed back to the NTT with this roster. But in Lead 31, man, you never know. All right, moving on to the Biloxi Bookies coach, Knucklehead. Sick name. So we are looking at a roster that lost the 62-82 class, graduated last year, brought in the 68-95 class. So very identical as far as the mags are concerned. When you look at the three freshmen coming in, you look at Kane Dade, a point guard in high school, scored 19 points a game, 5 assists, 2 turnovers. That's pretty solid for a point guard. 6'4", so he's not small. I would assume he is going to get some solid game time here in college in Biloxi. And then you also have Mario Latorre. Yeah, I would roll my R's, but, Smile Direct Club. And then big man, 7-footer, Dan Clapp, 13 points, 10 rebounds, just under 2 blocks. You would probably hope or wish for a little bit more rim protection from a 7-footer, but at the same time, like, you can't argue with the fact that in this league that is going to be extremely competitive. So I've got to imagine Biloxi feels pretty good about the freshman class that came in. Lost 3 starters though, like I said, that point guard Julian Arena, and so it looks like Dade may slot into that point guard spot or at least get some pretty solid game time. Lost shooting guard Joshua Beal. And so we'll see as far as who slots in there. It looks like a per 30 basis, not a lot of other guards that are scoring that was already on the roster. So maybe Latorre gets some playing time as well, his freshman season. And then again, I think Dan Clapp more than likely is going to slot right into the starting center position. Unless Neil Siegel, now a senior, Neil Siegel, nailed it, gets to start at center. So we're looking at a Biloxi team that feels very similar to last season, and Coach Knucklehead has to feel fairly optimistic in that realm. Was a PT team last season, a 4 seed in the PTT, a bit of a rough finish in that tournament, but looks like Biloxi has the makings of a team that is improved, maybe not this year, but definitely over the next couple. And then lastly, in this Abbott group, we have Manassas Bloodbath coach Waylon. And this team lost the 36-34 class, graduated that class, and then brought in a 134-35. So you add a couple of ones in front of that senior class number, and that's what you have coming in. Headlined by some scorers. I'm actually surprised. Who knows? Sometimes Drive the Lane mag rankings just dislike guys, and I think you must be wrong. And then over those next 4 seasons, I'm wrong. So who knows? But Brian and Moore, Savion Bryan, Garrett Moore in high school, were putting up 20 plus a game, solid game scores, played some defense. Savion Bryan from the point guard position with more than a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. Efficient basketball players there. Should come in. Honestly, it looks like they have every chance to come in and be the starting backcourt duo, especially with bench point guard Michael Hall also graduating with Austin Lard and Peter Newton, who were massive contributors on this team last season. So it looks like Manassas has recruited to basically plug those holes that left. this team could look very similar to last season. Obviously, the MAG rankings, maybe we have some attributes here that are a step down from the senior class that left, but we'll see. PTT seed 15 last season, and you know, a decent finish in that tournament. Manassas probably looks like a PTT team again. But again, League 31, you never freaking know. And so we'll see. As far as the Epic group, I'm going to just personally say that I think Macon takes this group. I think Biloxi is right there as well. Duluth without Jalen Abbott looks pretty depleted, but also Coach Porter is one of those coaches that has gotten results for a long time, and so maybe he pulls one out. And then, sad to say it, I just think maybe the current condition of Manassas comes in last place in this group. But you know, I hate throwing shade at people or their teams. The Glendale Girton Busters got picked to finish second in our group, and I was just not happy. I think my team can finish first. So for those coaches in the Abbott group, sorry if I didn't pick you to finish first, but there's just my honest take. Good luck. Have fun in the PNTT and the rest of season. What is this season? Come on, Seth. Here we go. Season number 37. Got it. Good luck, coaches. Goodbye.